Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be reviewing A New Era, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
But first, our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?
Welcome back to another installment of Who is Eugenius, where the younger sister, Amy, tries to stump her older sister, Emily, with some Odyssey trivia. And it is getting very difficult. So if you would like to help me out here, please send your questions to Northern Odysseans, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S @gmail.com to help me out, because it is getting increasingly difficult. Although next season, Emily's going to test me on my Odyssey trivia knowledge. So
it's kind of unfair because you only had to come up with like 5 months worth of stuff, and I have to come up with a year's worth of stuff.
So, I mean, if you want to help Emily out, you could also start sending questions to them. Just put, who is Eugenius and who it's for, so then we know to give it to the other person to, yeah. Okay, so this week's Who is Eugenius, we are going back to soundtracks. We are on season 5. Of the Odyssey Adventure Club episodes, and we'll see if she knows her stuff. Now, I gotta make sure my volume is completely up, because there was one week where it wasn't, and I was like, why is it not playing? Right, that helps. Okay, so let us start with the first one. Oh, I guess I should also explain. Okay, so, sorry, I also have to explain the point system. So, point system. If she gets it within the first 30 seconds, she gets 5 points. If it's within the first minute, it's 4 points, and so on and so forth. Although I don't think that's ever, like, changed anything. It's usually, because we've also given you have 3 guesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what's gotten you. It's never the amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see if you can get this one. Okay, that's the first 30 seconds.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure,
this is very normal-sounding Odyssey music.
Right?
So I don't,
Ooh, have I stumped Emily?
Oh, I'm not sure, but... I have... Is this one, always do your best-ish?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Would you like to listen to more?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, it's season 5.
Yes. Okay. And that is season 5.
Okay. I haven't heard season 5 in a while.
You're staring at the title.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Okay.
All right, that's a minute in.
Is it Charlotte?
Nope, not Charlotte.
Ugh!
You have one more guess for 4 points, possibly 3 if you want to continue listening.
I don't want to know. Oh.
I know, it's so difficult.
Walkworthy?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Nope. It's Met His Match.
Oh.
So you officially get 0 points for that one, but that's okay. You've gotten,
The normal ones are harder to figure out.
I know. Why do you think I choose them? Okay. Are we ready for the next one? Also, what I've learned from, doing this last time was, if you like, because I'm doing this off of the Odyssey Adventure Club, app, but then if you lift up, like, the, where it's playing, you can get the whole thing right there, and I don't have to sit there and scroll to find the next one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, let's do this one. Are you ready for number two?
Yes.
Oh, that's 30. 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Really? I thought this one would be easy.
Why?
Let's get that music.
Is it Out to Sea?
It is. Okay. Yeah. I was like, come on, this should be easy, because it's got that little sea shanty in there.
I think that kind of helped.
Captain Quid said, says.
I think it kind of helped that you said it was easy. I was like,
oh. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
It's insane that they brought Captain Quid back at all.
I know. I love that, though. It's great.
He's in Out to Sea and BTV Trinity.
That's right.
Man, all of them must have fun with that.
Probably. All right, here is the soundtrack number three. If it's gonna load.
Oh. Sperry McGirt.
No,
that's not even in this.
I was gonna say.
That's not even in here. My apologies. Okay. Where does that music come from? It sounds very familiar. This is Always Do Your Best Dish.
Yeah,
That's why it sounds like Sperry McGirt, because she's doing the program for Sperry McGirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Yeah. Okay, let's do... Okay, if I plan to do five of them, but I decide to switch one out, is that okay?
Switch out one of the five?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. I don't care.
Okay, well, I'm trying to decide. We'll see if I do it. Okay, here is number four.
Oh... Again, very normal sounding music. Right.
Okay, that's 30 seconds.
Is this one walk worthy?
Nope.
Okay. I need another 30 seconds.
You need another 30 seconds? All right, for 4 points. That's a minute. For 4 points, do you think you know what it is?
The Last Straw?
Nope.
Oh, God.
You have one more chance. Would you like to try it for 4 points, or would you like to listen to more and then get it for 3 points?
I don't think I'm going to get it, even if I do listen to more, so I'll just guess.
Okay.
Is it Rewinding the Big Picture?
Nope.
Nope.
What it actually is Mean Streak.
Oh. Okay. I did slightly recently listen to that one. I guess the music is so normal, it's hard to distinguish.
So this is why I'm like, okay, do I want to give you the interesting option? Like, maybe the more easier one, or do I want to stick with the one I originally have?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care if I get these wrong, because most people would get these wrong.
Yeah, I know. Okay, maybe we'll do the original one, and then as a bonus question, I'll give you the other one. Okay, so here's the one that I was originally going to do.
Is it Charlotte?
Nope.
Oh. Sounded very somber. The new Olivia?
Nope.
Oh, that was 30 seconds.
See, these are very hard.
And this is why I'm going to give you the bonus one, because I feel bad, because I did
no, kind of... Is this one Beyond Repair?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so you get the 5 points.
The somber tone. I was I need a sad one.
Yeah. Okay, and let's do the bonus one, because I feel bad that I gave you all the, like,
typical ones. No, it's fine, it's fine.
Nah, we're going to do it. Okay, ready? You're probably going to get it. Okay, so, sorry about that. I know we had cut off there. Someone called my phone, and I guess it just stopped recording. It was weird. Anyway, we wanted to let you know that Emily did end up getting the bonus one. It was Drake and the Time That Time Forgot. She got it within, like, the first 15 seconds, because it's... If you go and listen to it, you understand. It's very easy to get. So, her total is... 20 points out of a possible, like, 30, because I gave you the bonus one.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job on that. You are you genius. And now it's time to move on to our review of A New Era, Parts 1, 2, and 3, to complete our Leonard Milsner saga.
Yep.
All right. So, our review for A New Era, Parts 1, 2, and 3... this is to complete the Leonard Meltzer saga, and, I know Emily really, really yes. has stuff to say about this, so.
I brought the guide so we could, read from it.
Okay, it's in my bag. So, let's start with A New Era, Parts 1, and we'll slowly work through the trilogy.
Yeah.
You wanna begin?
So, it starts with Eugene and Leonard getting back... to Odyssey and
excuse me,
Katrina picking them up at the airport.
Yeah,
my guess is Jason had other spy stuff to do or something.
Yeah, some probably sneaky secret agent stuff.
So he didn't come back, and so they're basically talking about how, They're recapping that Dalton confessed to everything.
Yeah.
And Eugene says that Jason thinks he'll be sentenced to life in prison within the next month.
Which I think we're all glad about.
And so Leonard's basically free now, which Katrina brings that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, and they're finally gonna get some peace and quiet and
finally be a family.
Yeah.
Sorry. I started something.
I'm not gonna let you start that.
Alright.
Because we can't go there right now.
Okay.
And so and Katrina and Eugene are being very affectionate with each other.
Yeah.
And Eugene has jewelry for Katrina, a bracelet, to be specific.
Right.
And she says, I don't think you've ever gotten me jewelry before. And he's like, well, there was that wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
Which, does the engagement ring just turn into the wedding ring later?
No, you usually buy another ring.
That's what I thought, but...
But I think they were just kind of referring to that whole thing in general.
Yeah, but everybody online says that's referring to wrapped around your finger. But if she's talking about the wedding ring, that's not what they're referring to.
Well, maybe he just forgot the word.
I saw that on the wiki and I was like, no, that's not referring to that episode.
Yeah.
Because anyway, but
we all know what episode it's referring to.
For and what better it meant. Or for worse.
Yeah.
That's a good episode.
It is.
Anyway, and so... And Katrina thinks that the bracelet was Leonard's idea.
Mm.
Or he's like, do you... She says, like, do you come up with that yourself? He's like, Yeah. She's like, I thought your dad would have come up with that. And he's like, no.
All right.
What she says is, was this really your idea? He's like, of course, why? And she's like, I don't know. I figured it would be your dad who would, like, give jewelry to his wife. And
yeah.
It's like, no, it was my idea alone. And then Leonard admits that he wasn't always the most thoughtful husband. And that gets him thinking about stuff. And
do we go into a flashback?
Or I think right here. No,
I think we do.
No, I think he lets them get ahead of him.
And then he goes into the flashback.
Yeah. Right. He's like, I'm sure you guys want a few moments alone. I'll
go get the
follow
bags.
Along later. And then he goes into the flashback of him and Thelma having an argument.
Mm.
Like, he's trying to convince her to do something. At this point, we don't know what it is.
Mm, right.
And she is very indignant about it.
Yeah.
We find out later why.
We'll get to that.
It's very loaded.
Anyway.
and so he's like, you need, like, he's really trying to convince her, I'm not gonna do the whole dialogue right now.
Yeah.
But she basically leaves.
Yes.
Which sounds overdramatic in this scene, because we don't know why.
But we all agree afterwards.
But it's not.
We would all do the same thing. Anyway.
Most of us would.
Yeah.
Can't speak for everyone. But
it's true. It's true.
And so then they come back with the luggage, and basically, this is where Katrina mentions that they need to contact Amon when they get back.
Mm.
Because
something's up.
And Leonard is the audience surrogate so that they can remind us who Amon is.
Right.
And Jean's like, oh yeah, Dad, you remember her. She's in the Ashanti village. And apparently she's recently become a Christian.
Yay!
Which...
so exciting.
Like, it makes me kind of wonder, though, how much that Eugene and Katrina have been communicating with her since leaving Africa, like, after Prisoners of Fear.
Yeah.
Because, like, that would take a lot of, like, one-on-one evangelism.
Unless they did it, like, a once-a-week type thing.
Yeah.
Set some time aside. But, yeah, no, it would be a lot of time.
Like, they don't...
do they plan this? Does one call the other? And if they call the village... how do they know that someone's calling them? This is what's confusing me.
Because it's in the middle of a field. Like,
right.
Does it reverberate?
Does someone just, like, stand there all day and that's their job if, like, somebody is calling them? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't
Unless
know.
They just, like, plan a time
they
to
call.
They have
to plan it because...
but it still doesn't make sense to
because
me. But anyway.
Because people in the middle of nowhere in Africa won't, like, they don't know to plan. Like, they don't know to, like... they wouldn't know to pay attention to technology closely.
Because that's not something that they're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a first world thing.
Sorry if I'm wrong, if anybody knows how this
stuff
works. Well,
I would imagine in, like, certain villages, yes, they would probably not
Because they
pay
don't...
attention. And it sounds like this village, because they've been in captivity of, like, the...
Gobiers doing for, like... 20 plus years.
They're not used to that technology, so I would imagine they wouldn't, especially like that village. Well, let's not speak for all of them. Let's speak for that one.
No, yeah.
That one sounds like they wouldn't think to do that.
Yeah, like I'm sure it's other parts of like the Congo and other parts of Africa have progressed somewhat.
Well, yeah, and Prisoners of Fear is also like what is it, early 2000s?
Mid-2000s, 2005.
So, I mean,
to be specific.
What technology did we have back then?
We had...
Did we have, like, Walkmans still? I mean, we also were a little bit behind everyone else.
No, we weren't.
Yeah.
When did Mom and Dad get their first smartphone?
I don't know, but all I know is it was an iPhone 4, and then eventually I got it, and I had to deal with it.
Oh,
please. Anyway.
Now I have to figure out when the iPhone 4 came out. Anyway.
All right, that's a rabbit trail for another day.
Sorry.
Back to the story.
and then, what's the next? Oh, yeah. So the next scene is them talking with Iman.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they asked her if they sent them enough Bibles. So apparently, they found a Bible translation in this really obscure language that nobody...
I'm wondering if it's like... Because I would assume that they would be able to speak a couple language, like a couple different, or a different dialect as well. And you would just find one that's very similar.
That's
how I've always pictured it, is like they have, there's another dialect that's
nobody
quite similar.
Nobody else has heard this language in 20 years.
No, except Eugene and Katrina learned it.
In like, I don't know, weeks?
Yeah, but they learned it based on a book. He talks about it in Prisoners of Fear.
Yeah, I know, but like, that's insane, because I can barely...
It's Eugene. Does anything surprise us anymore? But I would imagine, like, I don't think their language would be too obscure that Eugene and Katrina couldn't learn it from a book. And then I'm sure there's a Bible in some translation that's very similar if we're talking your route of thinking.
I don't know. I just think...
This is just going to be one big, like, pile of rants.
Anyway.
About random
things. So she said they got the Bibles, and she hasn't run out, but then we find out that that's because she hasn't given any away. Because
no one wants them.
Yeah.
Which
so,
is not
So, because fun. There's an interesting split going on in the village right now. They either believe there is no God, or they believe that they are gods themselves.
Oh, that's a fun dilemma.
They've been fighting about it.
Yeah.
And she's like, why don't we just combine Christianity with what they believe?
And which, that's where you go down the wrong path.
Which is syncretism, and that's bad.
That's bad.
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, no.
And Eugene basically says the same thing.
Yeah.
But they don't really get anywhere because Kwame is calling for Iman, so she
has to leave.
Hangs up.
Yeah.
And they're frustrated because they thought they taught her better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, but Eugene's like, she doesn't have anybody around to support her. And to that I say, yes, she doesn't have anybody around to support her.
So, of course,
this is going to happen.
You think about it, they were there for a week.
Not even, because they spent most of that time looking for letters.
And in captivity, that's true. it's like she hasn't...
And I mean, the talks they may have had after that...
We don't hear, but still, it's like, they were only there for a week. Like, that's not enough time to properly explain the Bible. And following Jesus and what that looks like.
It's barely enough time to explain, like...
The gospel.
Like, very
Well, no, it's
basic.
Enough time to explain the gospel, but, like, nothing more than that.
Yeah, and, like, we don't know what their other conversations have been like.
No, because it was mostly focused around Eugene's dad, which is completely understandable.
Yeah.
So
they're like, we gotta do something about this.
And then do they decide right then and there that someone probably should go?
No, that doesn't happen until the end of the first part.
Okay, well, foreshadowing. Continue.
So, and then we get to the scene where Katrina and Leonard are doing dishes together.
All right.
And
that'd be so fun.
And
I don't know why.
We find out that, Katrina thinks Leonard's probably helping her with the dishes. And then Leonard says, you can call me Dad if you like. Aww. Which is fun, because Katrina's dad is dead.
The way you said that! I mean, we all know.
Sorry. No,
that was very nonchalantly. You're like, yeah, well, her dad is dead.
Well,
so.
We're not going to go into those complicated circumstances right now.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know. Just the way you said it. Yeah, no, it's very sweet that, like, you know, and so she gets a pseudo-dad.
So she does, and then...
Well, not really pseudo-dad, it's like father-in-law, so...
And then she says that Eugene, whenever Eugene helps her with dishes, he's always telling her about the efficiency of different cleaning strokes.
Oh, yeah. And then Leonard says that Thelma used to do the same thing, and I was like, I love that.
And it drove him crazy.
Well, yeah, it would drive anyone crazy.
Yeah, but that's a reference back to roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Where Eugene's...
With the window.
Yeah. And
Eugene's telling Bernard how to clean windows.
Which is
better.
Kind of funny because Katrina's not even around for that. But I guess Eugene kept doing it.
Yeah, if Eugene's going to do it once, he's obviously going to do it more than once.
And then Leonard asks about what Eugene, like, he wants to know how much Eugene talks about his time with his parents before they left. And Katrina brings up the bathtub.
And then he goes, oh, Eugene remembers the bathtub.
And then she brings up, and then he asks, what else does he remember? And she brings up the rigging the refrigerator with electricity.
Which we first heard in,
Suspicious Mind.
That's right.
And Leonard's like, oh, the diet by electrocution, he called it. I'm like,
all right.
And then.
Explain the name.
And then,
Don't we do another flashback?
Yeah, well, Katrina basically says Eugene remembers being such a problem child.
And that's where we get the flashback.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what this flashback is. I think it's somewhere she comes back.
No, I think this is the flashback where Eugene destroys the bathtub.
No, that's later.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That's in the next scene.
Ah, okay, yeah, I think this one might be...
Where she comes back, where Thelma comes back after their argument.
Or when she's...
It's when she comes back.
Alright,
I think.
That sounds great.
I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, email us. These flashbacks get a little confusing.
Yeah, well, we're trying our best. Well, Emily's trying her best. I'm just here.
And so, she comes back... And this is where we find out that she is, and she comes back and she's like, I want to make her marriage work, etc., etc., and Leonard apologizes too. And this is where we find out that she is pregnant.
Yep. And you're like, oh, understandable.
And so, we still don't quite know what the argument in the previous flashback was about.
Yeah, but I feel like we can kind of figure it out.
She says, the baby's doing well. The doctor has set a date for September 4th.
Hmm.
And she has a name picked out. It's Eugene. It means well-born.
Aww.
Which, okay, that is when I learned that Eugene is the root word for eugenics.
Interesting.
So, that's fun.
Alright.
Do you know what that is?
Nope, but I'm okay. I can figure it out.
I'll explain that to you later.
Alright.
That'll
be a fun lesson.
Anyway, so, then we get out of the flashback.
Yeah.
And Leonard's been washing the same plate for 2 minutes, which Katrina brings up. And then he just passes out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
You're like, oh, okay, this episode took a turn.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hmm.
And so we go ahead to the next scene. And Leonard's been out. They're in the house. They're at the hospital. Leonard's been out for a while, like 12 hours and something. Minutes, as Eugene says.
Okay. It's very specific.
I don't remember what he says exactly. And Eugene also says, you said you wanted peace and quiet, Dad. Did you think this was the only way to get it? And I'm like, okay, mortal coil flashback there.
Yeah.
But anywho, And so then Dr. Morton comes in.
Oh, Dr. Morton. Haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah, we might even be related to her.
Oh, she's from Eastern Canada, probably. Anyway.
Sorry, bad joke.
Anyway.
So she says that she has some test results back. Mm-hmm. Basically, Eugene's dad is a type 2 diabetic, which he most likely did not know. Based on his history, he probably didn't have access to medical supplies.
Well, I mean, when you're held captive for 20 years in Africa, you're probably not going to get supplies for that.
So now his kidneys aren't functioning. So that's fun.
Yay, diagnosis.
And so, but at least she's being thorough with everything.
Oh, yeah, no.
Unlike some doctors we know.
Yep.
So, she says Leonard will probably need a new kidney. And Eugene immediately offers to be the donor, which...
is very sweet.
Yes.
And we all know Eugene and needles.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a fainting spell waiting to happen.
Although, and honestly, he is a lot braver than I think I would be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't enjoy going under the knife, as it were. And in every instance where I have, it hasn't been my decision. So I don't know if I would willingly do something like that.
I don't know. I've never had one, so.
Yeah, don't. It's not fun.
Oh, yeah, don't. Yeah, I'll just try not to. I'll just plan to not. Anyway.
And she tries to explain the risks, and he's like, I know, but this is my dad we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, and then, so Dr. Morton leaves, and says she'll let him know if he's a match when they finish their test, which doesn't Eugene have to get, like, a needle or something before she can even find out about it? Like, he has to get a test done.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do that, like, on mic.
Like, well, yeah, I don't but think she's like,
care about it.
But she's like, I'll let you know as we've completed our tests. I'm like,
unless for some reason, and again, I'm not a doctor, and I would not know this. And if you are, you can you can weigh in here. But I wonder if he has some stuff on file that they're just gonna like test against. But I don't know. That's just my thought.
I thought you have to get tested to find out if you're a match for a donation like that.
Maybe.
But anyway.
But I think it's like partly like blood and stuff, but they would have that on file.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be like an HLA match or something like that.
We act as if we know these things, and we don't. I don't know.
We just watch some medical shows.
That does not make us experts. We know
no,
that.
No, it
Believe
does not.
Me,
it does not.
If I was an expert in medicine, I would not be where I am right now.
Yeah, anyway.
I mean, I'd probably still be doing this, but I wouldn't be here right now.
So then we, the doctor leaves, and then Eugene and Katrina decide to pray. And then Katrina's like, it's hard to believe he's sick. He looks so peaceful. And Gene's like, I wonder what he's thinking right now.
And that's where we get the flashback.
Yes. I think so. I think so. And then,
yes.
But there's, this flashback is like in two parts, and I think we get the second part later. I'm kind of confused. Anyway.
These flashbacks are confusing. We've already established this.
So we get the flashback where... Leonard and Thelma are talking, and they feel dripping through the ceiling.
Ah, yes.
And they go and find Eugene in the bathroom. He's like six.
Aw. 6-year-old Eugene.
And,
just picture this, like, really short child with red hair and big glasses.
Played by the same actor who plays Everett, who does not appear in this episode.
Which we're not going to rant about yet. Well, I have some things to rant about. I don't know if you do, but yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so, basically the bathtub is destroyed, and Leonard screams at Eugene. He just lets the poor kid have it. And then
I'm sorry, if you're a parent and you go upstairs and you find that your bathtub is completely gone.
It's not gone yet. There's just a hole
in it. Liquefied.
It's gonna disappear in a few minutes.
Anyway. And regardless.
Selma tries to hold him back, as it were, and Leonard sends him to his room.
Yeah.
So he and Thelma are arguing, and he's like, we need to be united, you should have been on my side, and then the bathtub disappears because the soap dish falls.
Right.
So, and then he's like, wait, how did he do that?
Yeah.
And Thelma's like, strong chemicals and a lot of curiosity. The chemicals he got from our garage, the curiosity he got from you. He's like, I guess I can't fault them for being like his dad, huh?
Uh-oh.
No, you can't. So, then I forget what the next... I think the next scene is the final one.
Okay.
For
part one.
Yeah, I think the next scene is, there's Witt's there and Joanne's there.
Mm-hmm.
And Eugene and Katrina, and they're contacting Amon. And, Joanne asks Eugene how his father's doing. And, Eugene explains that he is a donor match, so the operation is set for 2 days from then.
Hmm.
And so, and then Joanne's like, well, I'll be praying for you both. And then Katrina says, I wonder if Thelma knew about the illness. And Joanne goes, Thelma? Thelma? And Eugene says, oh, my mother. And so you can tell Joanne's putting something together in her head right now.
Something's going on with that. But we'll find out later.
And so then they're talking to Amon once they start the call.
Mm-hmm.
And, they, and so Witt, and so Eugene explains that, Witt and Joanne are there, and that they're with the Universal Mission Board, and that they're hoping to, and then Witt says they're hoping to send someone to help them. But Amon says that unless it's somebody we know,
they're not gonna trust them.
Yeah, so, and Eugene's like, aside from Katrina and myself, no one has visited your village in decades. And then Amon's like, it's you and Katrina need to come back and live with us. And that's where we go out.
So that's part one. Yeah. All right, let's move on to part two. Okay, part two of A New Era. Let's go.
Yep. So, how does this part start again? We do listen to these ahead of time. It's just been a while.
It has been.
Does it start with the surgery?
I think so.
I think it starts with Eugene and Leonard talking before the surgery.
Yeah, but I don't think he's woken up yet.
No, I said before the surgery.
But I don't think he's woken up.
Yeah, he has, because Dr. Morton says in the last episode that they're putting him on dialysis, which will hopefully bring him back to consciousness soon, and it does.
Oh. Okay.
Dialysis is where they have a machine work for your kidneys.
I know. But I thought they talked after the surgery.
No, this is before.
Okay.
Because Eugene says that that everybody is praying for him.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
Leonard actually does find that comforting. Oh, no. Actually, before that, we get the scene right after they end the call with Amon that ended the last episode.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they talk after that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they're like, we briefly discussed returning to Africa after the last call, but we don't want to.
Yeah.
And that's basically that. And then, no, actually, there's something else. Because
Wit asks Eugene what his dad thinks about this. I think. And Eugene's like, well, I haven't mentioned it to him. And then Joanne goes, he'd be a good resource because he lived with them for a while. And Eugene's like, yeah, but this is about faith, and I don't want to give him the opportunity for another debate.
Yes.
And Joanne's like, oh, your father's not a Christian? I didn't realize. And then Eugene says, on matters of faith, he continues to be unimaginably obstinate.
Yeah.
And Wit's like, that doesn't sound so unimaginable to me. A mountaineer being obstinate about matters of faith. And Eugene chuckles, and Wit says, keep working on him, Eugene. And Eugene says, oh, I shall. And I'm thinking to myself as I hear that, Eugene, I don't think, was particularly obstinate.
I don't know.
He just wasn't sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
And the only times he got testy was when Connie would pressure him about stuff.
Yeah.
Like in Thy Will Be Done.
Yeah.
He was mostly just, I don't think he was ever, like, I don't think he ever had a conversation with Wit like he later had with Leonard. Like, he was inquisitive.
Yeah, but he was never, like,
I don't think he ever argued.
I don't think so.
So this joke doesn't make sense in my head. but there is neither here nor there. So then we get back to the scene right before the surgery where Eugene says that people are praying for him, praying for Leonard. And
Leonard says it's comforting.
Yeah, and I don't know what else. Oh, he's like, are you sure you want to do this? And Eugene's like, yes. He's like, and then he's like, we're going to save your life whether you like it or not. And then Leonard's like, I don't deserve you. I never have. And I think that's where we get the second half of the bathtub flashback.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Leonard goes to Eugene's room
to talk to him
in this flashback. And he's a lot calmer now.
Yeah.
It's a really sweet conversation, actually. Yeah. And Leonard's
like, lovely father and son moment.
Leonard's like, he comes in and Eugene's like, I'm really sorry about the bathtub. And then Leonard's like, oh, don't worry about it, Eugene. It's just ceramic and metal pipes and wood beams and my solid oak desk downstairs. It's like, he's like, oh, I love that desk. That's what it sounds like he's thinking to me. And then, or maybe that desk is expensive.
One of the two. Anyway. Probably both.
And he's like, you didn't get any of those chemicals on you, did you? And he's like, no. And he's like, oh good, there's no telling what it would have done to skin and bones. How did you do that? Eugene's like, it's a simple compound created from chemicals in our garage.
He's 6 years old!
From our garage. And then Leonard's like, from our garage? And he's like, that's incredible. Do you have the formula written down somewhere? Eugene goes, no, but I have it memorized.
Of course he does. Because like, what 6-year-old has a chemical formula memorized? Because that's normal.
A 6-year-old with an IQ of what, 200? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know what a high IQ is, but it's high.
It's a good try.
And Leonard says, I'm guessing someone somewhere would have a use for such a compound. Someone with thick gloves. And Eugene goes, indeed. Leonard says, you're an amazing child. And I don't remember that nearly enough. Aww. And then we go back to the present. And Dr. Morton comes in to say it's time for the surgery.
Ben.
Which, I don't remember having that clear of a conversation with the doctor right before surgery. So the fact that Leonard could answer, I don't know, maybe, I guess they hadn't started the anesthesia yet.
Yeah, probably not.
Because, yeah, anywho.
Oh yeah, she knows all about surgeries.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I haven't had one in almost 20 years, but I don't want to have another one.
Yeah.
Anywho, so then what is the next scene?
Would it be after the surgery?
I'm just trying to remember if there's a flashback in the middle of...
I thought there was.
But I don't remember.
It's a really hard episode to follow.
Yeah, I should have listened to these again.
Okay, well, let's just start talking about what we remember, and then hopefully it'll...
Because I know at some point we get the flashback from right before they're going on the trip.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's here or later.
Well, what do you think? I feel like we should just kind of start with what we remember, and then you're going to remember what comes next. Because that's what usually happens. Well, let's start talking about the flashback then, since that's what you remember. So, this is Leonard and Thelma packing to go to the Ashanti village.
Yeah. And, well, actually, it's Thelma wondering why Leonard is still up, because they have to be at the airport in 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, so they're not packing. They should be sleeping, but they're not.
Yeah, and so Leonard's too excited to sleep. Or, like, he just can't sleep, and Thelma thinks he's excited, but he's not really.
He's more thinking about leaving Eugene here.
Yeah, and so he and Thelma has to tell him to pack the map to the Ashanti region that he forgot to pack.
Even though they know it.
Very well.
No, but it's the only map they have. And I don't think they know it that well, or she wouldn't be that worried.
Yeah, but doesn't he kind of seem like he knows? I don't know. Maybe not.
So anyway, he packs the map, and then he sees that Eugene left something in his briefcase to take on the trip.
Yeah.
It's a mini excavator.
Like, that is so cute.
And then he goes, normal kids draw rainbow pictures. and then he's like, and Thelma says, we never put much stock in being a normal kid.
It's true.
And Leonard goes, I'd just as soon he'd be abnormal. Let's take him with us. Like, he tries to
imagine.
He tries to convince Thelma that they should take him with us. They can bring his books along and teach him themselves. And Thelma's like, yeah, no. It's not safe. That's a bad idea.
And all of us who knows what's going to happen is like, yeah, don't do it.
We know they don't do it. Actually, that's not what goes through my head. What goes through my head during this whole conversation is, oh, this is so sad.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't want to miss a few more months with him.
You're like, oh, it's going to be a lot more than a few months.
Yeah. And he's just like, I resented him for so long, and now I don't want to lose any more time with him.
And we're all like, what?
Essentially, and says, I feel like I'm finally ready to be his father.
Aww. That's so sad.
And then he goes, we might actually be able to use this excavator.
Of course.
And Thelma goes, I'd be surprised if we couldn't. And then the flashback ends.
Yeah.
And then I think I got that right. And then...
Yeah.
If it's in the wrong spot, email us, people. Because
yeah.
There are a lot of flashbacks in here, and they're hard to keep track of.
Oh, yeah.
And so then we go to Whit and Katrina talking.
Mm-hmm.
while they're waiting for Eugene to wake up in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, we prayed about it all afternoon yesterday, and mm-hmm. Eugene has a, like, Eugene has a whiteboard in his office at home, and they made a pros and cons yeah. list, along with a chart and a graph of the bell curve.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But basically, they don't know
what to do.
Like, they love their ministry with hand up, but they're probably the only ones that can go. And Whit's like, I'd be careful with that. I wouldn't just do it because you think you have to, basically. That's not an exact quote, but it's basically what he says.
Yeah.
Like, don't make that decision just because it's the most convenient path.
Yeah.
And then Eugene...
That sounds about right.
And then Eugene wakes up. And, which, I remember hearing a review of this back when it first came out. Shout out to the Unofficial Podcast. One of the first Odyssey fan podcasts probably out there.
Nice.
And they said that... They said that it was odd that Eugene woke up first. Because a kidney transplant is often harder on the donor than it is on the receiver.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's stuck in my head for all these years.
Well, you know, Eugene is kind of an anomaly, so I feel like I'm not too surprised.
So,
But yeah, no, it's probably so, true.
But we find out... We find out that, the surgery was successful, but we have to wait and see
how Leonard's body handles it.
Yeah. And then yeah. I'm not sure what the next scene is. But at some point, Leonard wakes up. Which, we could have put the flashback in the wrong spot. It could be the beginning of the next scene.
Yeah, very well.
I honestly don't know.
But that's okay. We're just going off of memory from this. And so Leonard wakes up.
And he's gonna be fine.
Of course.
And, because they wouldn't bring Eugene's father back just to kill him.
Well, yes.
Anyway. and then at some point, Leonard and Whit have a conversation because Whit was visiting other friends in the hospital.
Yes, Whit does.
Well, he has a lot of friends.
Yeah, well, he knows everybody.
So,
You Whitakers, is there no one you don't know? No.
Not really.
Anyway. If you know, you know.
So, and like, Leonard's basically all broken up because Eugene took such a big risk for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
he feels like he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, and Whit says he was very happy to do it. And Leonard's like, well, he doesn't know what I've done. He wasn't even born yet. Whit's like, that was a long time ago. If there's something you need to tell Eugene, don't keep it hidden for too long. That will only make it worse.
Yep. Good advice.
And then, I think the next scene is the final one? Or no, is there another flashback?
I think there's another flashback where we kind of get more to the story from what we heard at the beginning.
Because they come, it's Leonard and Thelma coming back from the, Archaeologist of the Year awards dinner,
where he wins Archaeologist of the Year.
Yeah, and so...
And they're very excited about it.
And so, yeah. Leonard's all super excited, and Thelma's a little bit more subdued.
Yeah.
And we find out that she found out that day that she's pregnant.
Aww, little Eugenie.
And Leonard's kind of taken aback by all of this.
Yeah.
He is... He basically says, this conversation is genius, actually, because it talks about abortion without actually mentioning the word abortion.
Yeah.
Which, anyway. So, Leonard's like, you can't expect me to be bouncing off the walls 10 seconds after I find out you're pregnant. Like, he basically says, I have my career to think about. Like, do you have any idea?
Time for a child.
Do you have any idea how much work I've had to do to get here? She's like, of course I do. I was right here with you. He's like, and she at some point, she says, this is our child. Not yet. And she's like, what? And he says, I definitely want a family, of course. But is this the best time? And she says, I think I'm talking about this out of order, but anyway. She says, right now is the best time, because right now I'm pregnant and I'm having a baby. And he goes, there are things that can be done about that. I can make a call. We don't have to have a baby now.
And this is the moment where I really wanted to slap him. But anyway, yeah. Continue.
Can we slap an audio character? But Thelma basically gives him the verbal slap. She's like, that is the most selfish thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Amen.
And I think that's when, like, she yells, this is our child. And he goes, not yet. She's like, how dare you, Leonard. And like, that's when we get to the other flashback part. And in that part, he said, don't be silly, we'll figure this out. And Thelma goes, it's not a math problem, there's nothing to figure out. And she leaves. Good. Which, good call.
We all wanted to.
But it's a good thing that she had somewhere to go. Yeah. So, shout out to the pregnancy centers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Which we find out about that later, so I guess I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
That's okay.
But, and so then, we go to the last scene in the episode, where Eugene wants to check his voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they must have a system where either it's all the stuff to their home answering machine, or he can check his cell phone remotely. But he has a password for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's my password again? Katrina goes, your favorite prime number. but he pushes, like, I want to say, like, 9 buttons or something. Like, a lot of... It's a long password.
It is.
And I'm like, this is so...
Eugene, what is your favorite prime number? Just wondering.
Yeah. And so they get a bunch of messages for, like, hand-up stuff.
Yeah.
Including, the principal, oh no, first it's the guy from the homeless shelter who says,
talks about the dinner.
They're gonna have twice as many people at the next dinner as they first thought. And then it's Whit saying the principal at the middle school approved Eugene's proposal for the wireless technology lab.
You're like, oh, you're just like, that's what?
Like, are we talking about, like, wireless internet? Or, like, with a bunch of laptops? Or what? Like,
I don't know.
Like, how technical is this? And then he's like, we should talk to Marvin and Trent. I know they wanted help build that lab. And I'm thinking, how complicated is this?
Well, with Eugene, it could be quite complicated.
But, yeah, I don't really know what... what he was going for there. And they basically are saying to each other, we're not half bad at this job. And it would be very difficult to leave it. And I keep, like Eugene says, I keep thinking about Amon and Kwame. Maybe the fact that I'm thinking about them so much means we should go. Or maybe because Hand Up is so exciting to us, we should stay. And then we end off with another message from Leon Wankel.
Ah, yes.
Because he wants to build a playground in his backfield.
Nice.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's the end of the
episode. The fact that you know the messages and in the correct order is astounding.
Yeah, but I can't figure out these flashbacks. So
I'm not.
You can figure out Eugene's voicemail, but you can't figure out the flashbacks.
I think we got them mostly right.
Yeah, I think so too.
We just maybe talked about some of them too soon and some of them too late. I'm not really sure.
You're still getting the story out. Okay, and then what else happens?
That's it for part two.
Okay, part two is done. Stay tuned for part three. And now part three of A New Era.
Yes. Oh, I was supposed to get the guide out, so.
Well, yeah. You begin. Now I'm wondering if we have time for it. But.
Nah, you begin. I'll get the guide out. So start explaining.
So, this part, I may want to speed through the plot so I can get to my rant.
Yes, do it.
So, basically, Leonard has a conversation with Joanne. Because Joanne met Thelma when she left Leonard at a Christian pregnancy center in Chicago.
Nice.
And they had that ultrasound, which was way too sophisticated for the time. But they decided to fudge that a little bit so they could tell the story on Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They got this story from Focus on the Family's Option ultrasound program.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a program where they put ultrasound machines in pregnancy centers.
That's cool. So, I like that.
Anyway, so Joanne basically encourages Thelma to... She tries to convince Thelma that Leonard, you know, probably didn't mean everything he said. And
yeah.
And she should go back and see if she can reconcile... In a really gentle way. Like, she's not trying to encourage her to go back to an abuser or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing that makes the ultrasound a little bit too sophisticated is that they can see that the baby's rubbing his chin.
Yeah.
Which is not something you should have been able to see in the ultrasound back then. But, and so... yeah. Joanne basically convinces Thelma that her baby needs a father and that he could teach him a lot of things beyond this genetic thing that they're seeing here.
Yeah.
And that, that she thinks Thelma needs Leonard too. And so, Leonard's glad to finally know where Thelma was because he never found out.
Mm-hmm.
Which, wow. and he thanks her for what she did.
Yeah.
Saving his son and his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanne says she didn't do anything except nudge her in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard guesses what she really thinks and that the real thanks should go to God.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder if Thelma ever became a Christian.
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm wondering if she became a Christian and then it's...
And so Leonard decides that he needs to tell Eugene what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we skip to that scene and he does. And then... And Eugene's kind of flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody would be.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then Leonard says, yeah, but there's something else I need to tell you, and this is where we get the final flashback of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
From when Leonard and Thelma were in captivity. And so, Leonard's, he falls at the dig.
Yeah.
And then he comes into whatever cell they're staying in, and Thelma tries to get him peroxide, and he's like, this isn't a hospital, it's a prison. And he continues to dig the tunnel, and she's like, it's broad daylight, you can't do that. They argue back and forth about it for a couple of minutes, and then she tells him that he has lives to protect the two of them and their child. So she tells him that she's pretty sure she's pregnant. She can't go see a doctor, so she only suspects.
Yeah.
But she's pretty sure. And she didn't want to tell Leonard because she knew he'd been depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't sure how he would react. But he's really excited.
He's overjoyed.
Because he misses Eugene, and his time with Eugene gave him so much joy. And remember, they think Eugene's dead at this point.
Oh, right.
Because they think he died in the train crash.
Right.
And so, they're really excited. And so then we go back to the prison, and Eugene forgives him.
Yeah.
And Leonard decides that he wants to become a Christian.
Hmm.
Because God and the people he's changed have actually been responsible for the good things, not just all the bad things that he's been blaming God for.
Yeah.
And Eugene gets a little flustered. He's like, how do we do that? Should we get Mr. Whitaker or Bible? Or do you want a modern translation or a more traditional one? He's like, I'm not going to change my mind. And so,
it's a very typical Eugene.
And so he starts with the creation story. He starts listing off the created things.
Like, let's start at the beginning and let me give you a detailed analysis on every single thing.
And Leonard's like, do you think you could skip ahead a little bit in the narrative? And then we skip ahead to the next scene. And Eugene's really happy and he's like, this is the most joyful day of my life. Only one other day comes close. And Leonard goes, your wedding day. And in my head, I'm thinking, which wedding
day? Yeah, exactly. Well, probably the second one, because the first one wasn't really that happy.
Yeah.
You think about where it was.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. And if you guys are confused, no, Eugene didn't marry twice. He married one woman, just had two wedding ceremonies.
Yeah. One was at the bedside of Katrina's father's...
Yeah. Katrina's father when he was dying.
Deathbed.
And then they redid it for everybody in Odyssey.
Which we all enjoyed.
Yes.
Anyway.
And so... And then Katrina comes in and says that Amon isn't taking their calls.
See, this is where I'm so confused. No. We won't go into that rant again. I've already said it multiple
times. Amon isn't taking their calls anymore, and Wit's worried that something's happened.
Yeah.
And so then they fill Leonard in on all of that craziness.
Yep.
And that they have, I think earlier in part one, they mentioned that they had somebody who could go.
Or that, I think it was the second one when Wit and Joanne were talking to
him. Yeah, at the end of part one.
Oh, that was the end of part one. Okay. Yes.
I remember that. And they had Evan and Taro to go.
Who's a missionary in the area.
But Leonard, but they didn't want a stranger going. And then basically, Leonard offers to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And take Everett, who we still haven't heard from.
Yeah.
And
really hold him back.
And so they pray about it, and then he ends up going.
Yeah.
That is basically the summation of this plot.
Yeah.
Now, commencing the rant.
Good luck.
Do you want to read the blurb that you opened to?
Is this the one you're referring to?
Yes, okay. That is the one I'm referring
so
to.
So this is from the Odyssey Adventure Guide.
The official guide.
What did I say?
You said the Odyssey Adventure Guide.
Yes.
Which actually is a better title, but...
Anyway, it's the official guide. And this is, like, the beginning blurb of album 49, which is what this episode comes from. It's called An Era of Changes, The Writing of a New Era. Okay, so I will, you know. This album tied up our storylines about Grady McKay, Mandy Strasberg, Connie's book, The Grudge Between Connie and Kelly, and Eugene's Search for His Father. To address Eugene's story, we recorded a two-part version of A New Era. This original version ended with Eugene, Katrina, and Leonard Milsner leaving Odyssey. All three decided to head for Africa to help the Ashanti tribe, see Prisoners of Fear, album 45. The title, A New Era, meant Odyssey would be different with Eugene gone. In the third episode, End of an Era, we recorded scenes where the folks in Odyssey said goodbye to the Milsners. Why would we want to say goodbye and remove Eugene and Katrina from the show? At the time, actor Will Ryan wasn't able to continue voicing Eugene. In fact, we created the entire Leonard storyline as a way for Eugene to leave Odyssey. If Eugene ever had to leave again, there was no better way than having him head off into the sunset with his long-lost father. Having decided to write Eugene out of the show, we were pleasantly surprised when Will was able to continue as Eugene after all. We scrambled to change the story, allowing Leonard to go to Africa alone. New scenes were written and flashbacks were incorporated. Finally, the show was where it needed to be. Or so we thought. After editing the voice recordings, we discovered the shows were 15 minutes too long. Oh, wow. Instead of hacking the story to bits, we made the episode three parts again. Before finishing, we recorded portions of the show four times, a new record for us. Oh, wow. So the episode that began as two parts to say goodbye to three people, Eugene, Katrina, and Leonard, turned out to be a three-part saga to say goodbye to one person, Leonard Meltzner, even though we literally just met him. That last part was you.
So, yeah, when I read that earlier, I didn't realize the whole saga was to say goodbye to all three of them. I thought it was something that came up later when they were doing the saga.
Yeah.
Because, but no, they wrote this whole thing from Prisoners of Fear forward to write the three of them out.
Yep.
And part of me kind of wishes that's what happened.
Yeah.
Especially considering that Will Ryan passed away last year.
Yeah. And but, now they don't have this.
Yeah. But because now his story isn't finished.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the original recording would have put Connie at the end of this.
Oh, wow.
Because she was there when they read the poem that Bernard wrote.
Which I just found in the in the guide.
Do you want to read that?
Sure, we can read it.
So this is a poem that Bernard would have written for Eugene if Eugene was actually leaving.
Yeah.
And that there's a recording on the official guide where we hear them reading it out. I still can't find it, but I know it's there somewhere.
So if you find it, please let us know.
Because I've listened to it before, but Amy hasn't.
No, I haven't. Okay, so this is the poem that Bernard wrote. When I first met you, I was scared and perplexed because I never knew what would come out of you next. With oration so long and thought so remote, at times I wanted to shove a cat down your throat. But things have changed a bit since that day. You're not nearly as frightening or offensive, I must say. But through the years, you've changed, we see, and like a stubborn wart, you've grown on me. When you first came around, you said farewell and adieu. Now you still say farewell, but you say goodbye too. Your rantings went on and on and on. Now your rant ends after everyone's gone. Not a soul would listen, whether lonely, dying, or buried. But I guess you found someone, because somehow you're married. But we found you were more than annoying and smart. You were a good man with a really good heart. I suppose I will miss you, our recovering geek. It's a bit sad to know I won't see you next week. We'll miss the gadgets, the gizmos, you trying our patience, and even your greetings and salutations. Though I've laughed at you, scolded you, and said things I regret, you are a good friend that I will not forget.
Aww. So that would have been a goodbye that I think Bernard and Tom, maybe, I don't remember, and Connie and Wit would have read out. I think.
Really? Because
Connie reads up the part about him somehow being married. And then,
yeah.
And then Katrina goes, hey. I would have liked if that had happened, only because that would have meant that Eugene's story was tied up, because now it's not tied up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I love the post-album 50 stuff, I do.
Yeah.
Especially with Buck.
I know.
But now it's not tied up, and we will probably get another voice actor, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, we don't know for sure what's going to happen with
that. I think that's what's going to happen. I really do.
Okay.
I don't think...
That's not official. We don't know.
No, it's not.
This is just speculation.
But it's their pattern.
Yeah.
So And also, at the end of this episode, Eugene's like, I don't want to lose your sister's dad. Something along the lines of, I don't want to lose you again.
Yeah.
And Leonard's like, we would see each other. And because of the tower you built, I'm only a phone call away. And I'm like, you liar! You two you haven't seen each other, and we don't know if you've called.
Yeah. I mean, I think they just wanted us to assume
that... I know, but they've had Phil Proctor around this whole time.
I know.
Just put a phone call in, or... I don't know. Like, if you had just said, oh yeah, I was talking to my dad yesterday.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with that, but you didn't, and you brought Everett back for literally no reason.
I know.
Not back, but you brought him into the show for literally no reason, except for bringing Dalton down.
Yeah.
But we don't see any family bonding or anything, and yeah. And we could assume all of this stuff happened if you had gone with your original plan.
But
because you didn't. And I realized that you couldn't really rewrite it to have Leonard stay. Although I would have liked that.
Yeah.
You couldn't really do that, but...
And I know, like, when we first heard about the Odyssey Adventure Club and how there's going to be new episodes, I remember you were telling me, you're like... I wonder if they're going to do an episode with, like, Eugene and Katrina going to visit Leonard and Everett.
Because they were going to do mission-focused episodes.
Yeah, so that would have been interesting.
Well, maybe, but now, probably not.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
And, like, I get it, because when they do ones that are focused on missions, they're usually partnering with real-world organizations. I get that, but I think you still could have done... just a regular Odyssey episode.
Yeah.
With Leonard in the club. Maybe brought in a real world organization.
Yeah.
That probably could have worked, but you didn't do it. Noble Ryan's dead. And.
It's so sad.
And I'm just like, come on, guys.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Like, I almost would have preferred, like, if they knew they were going to be able to keep Eugene around. I almost would have preferred if they left, and then he showed up from time to time, somehow, like,
yeah,
on the phone, or something. I don't know. I just...
Or did, like, another storyline, like, another, you know, two-parter or something, and, like, but a couple of years later, so it's like, oh,
yeah,
like,
you kinda see, so we like, can see them bonding in Africa.
Or, like, they've already bonded, and, like, they're catching up, or, like, something's going on with the Ashanti Village,
so
and
that
someone
we can,
has to come in.
So
you know,
we can,
like,
see how their relationship has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why you didn't do that. I really do. But I...
But we don't like it.
Like, I know you guys like to keep your actors around until you literally can't anymore.
Yeah.
And I get that, but... Seriously.
Yeah.
I think I always wanted Leonard to come back to make this worth it, because I don't feel like this whole saga was worth it with how you ended it.
Yeah.
And now I still want that, but now, well, Ryan's gone, so it won't be half as good if they do it.
Yeah.
Unless they do it in the comics, which...
Which, and, like...
I would like that.
That would be interesting. And I think the next comic coming up might be about Eugene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know the current one's about Bernard. I haven't read it yet.
It's, like, it was only, like, two parts, and then they're starting a new one or something like that. But, yeah, like, and I really appreciate that. I like how we're able to see what other characters are up to when we can't hear the voices. Like, again, Bernard or Edwin or, you know, and it's kind of fun to see, like, new characters with older characters and, like, being able to see them interact.
Yeah, I like that, too. I just...
Like, them doing the biblical story of Jacob at the Harlequin Theater with Jules and Olivia and, I can't remember, Zoe. And Edwin, and you kind of see that, and you're like, oh, this is so weird. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Bart and Rodney, and their, like, escapades and how they are still up to their similar, So it's really cool to see those characters come back. But so it'd be interesting to see if they would do one with Eugene, Leonard, and Everett.
Because I get...
And, like, even, like, Buck meeting Everett.
Yeah!
That would be so fun!
He has a nephew for... Wait, no.
Yeah.
No, Buck is Everett's nephew.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean,
they even brought back Monty, for goodness sakes. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't blame them for doing what they did.
Yeah.
But the Leonard stuff is more self-contained than I would like.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
It should have had more stuff going on.
I mean, let's be real. We've also heard from, like, obscure characters from random sagas. Like, Mrs. Sutton. She's been in some of them. Like, I was just listening to,
Broken Armed and Dangerous?
No. It's a new one. A newer one. And I can think of what album it's in, but I can't think of what it's called. And
Life Expectancy?
Yes, thank you.
Why do you subject yourself to that?
Well, because I'm listening to all the episodes in order.
Okay.
And I listened to it like a week ago or something. But anyway, like Mrs. Sutton's in that one. But she's not mentioned. But it's like it's those characters that are mentioned, but like Leonard isn't.
Yeah. Like, hey, just saying. Hello, guys, come on.
And I mean, like, the...
Like, I get that the relaunch happened shortly after this.
Yeah.
Which put the show in a different direction, but, like...
It would have been nice.
I mean, you brought the chairman back, for Pete's sake.
Well, yeah, you can't really talk if you did that.
Yeah. So you have no excuse.
It's true.
Just bring him back in the comics at this point, okay?
Yeah, we'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, okay, so a new era, I think, to kind of... quote-unquote wrap up the Leonard Meltzer saga. I think it was very well done. I did like the flashbacks because we kind of got to also see like Leonard and Thelma when they were in captivity, and that was interesting in like a more not intense way, like when we heard in the third part of the top floor where you found out like how you know Dalton Kern actually was, but you kind of got to see like a different way. So I like that. And you kind of
got to see them with young Eugene.
Yeah, and like, and more of Eugene's childhood and like how, you know, just kind of, I feel like it kind of filled in some things and that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then I liked how Leonard became a Christian at the end of it because I really enjoy when the sagas have at least one character who comes to Christ because I feel like, yeah.
Because that started, like, that all started with Connie and Eugene.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, I like it too, and I'm sorry we glossed over the plot, guys. It really was good. We have limited time and I wanted to get all that in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I think overall it's a good way to end the saga, and I liked it. I mean, it's not one of my favorite episodes, but I do like how it just kind of ties up the ending of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stay tuned for our next... saga that we're going to be reviewing. We're going to do the October and November Club episodes, and then the week after, we're going to start the Maury Rydell saga, which Emily is not excited about, but I say we need to, because I think it'd be very interesting.
We need to, because there is another episode coming out at the end of the year.
Yes.
And so, or beginning of next year, I'm not sure where it is in the album, but...
So we're hoping that by the time we get to that point in the Maury Rydell saga, we'll be able to review
it. It's actually just called the Rydell saga, but...
Anyway. Yeah, I know. We like to call it the Maury Rydell saga, but still. The Rydell saga. We're hoping that by that time, we would have done all of them so that we can then review. Which actually, I think, is what we've planned.
Yeah, because we want to give that episode a fair shake, and the only way to do that is to review every episode prior, I think.
Yep. You get someone who does enjoy certain episodes, and you get someone who doesn't enjoy certain episodes. And no, I will not tell you who's who, because you will find out.
I think they already know.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, so stay tuned for that, and then obviously at the end of the year, we'll be doing a Christmas one, so...
Yeah,
that'll be exciting. And that's that.
Yep.
So thank you for listening to our rants. Yeah. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll be reviewing October and November's Club episode.
If you have any trivia questions for us, you can email them to Northern Auditions
ODYSSINS
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.